Hello and welcome to AnimeCons TV. This is our feedback episode for February 2014. I'm Patrick Delahanty. We've got a lot of stuff this month, so let's get right to it with voicemail.
Hi there, it's Movie Folk. I'm calling from the Great White North, and I have a question for everyone present. What was your first staffing experience at a convention? I'd love to hear. Have a great day, and thanks for making such an awesome show.
Ah, thank you. Thanks for the call. It's good to hear from you again. And let's see, I'm the only one here. So my first staffing experience was, I was a volunteer at the Mystery Science Theater 3000 Convention Con Expo Festorama 2 Electric Boogaloo. And yes, that was the full title of the convention. I volunteered and had to watch over their museum that had prop pieces from Mystery Science Theater 3000. So it was really cool. And I met a lot of cool people there, so I wanted to do another convention, but I didn't for a few years. But I also helped out with MikaCon in 2001. I helped out with their masquerade and ran Whose Line Is It Anime for the first time there. But my first true staffing experience wasn't actually until Anime Boston 2003, a convention I named and helped found. So that was a bit of a overwhelming task. I've been staffing Anime Boston every year since then. That's one of the reasons you don't see me review the convention. Everybody else has talked about it except for me and Doug, because we're on staff and we never on the podcast review the conventions we staff. I've also staffed PortCon Maine and Providence Anime Conference, but currently the only one I still staff is Anime Boston. So but yeah, I'll pass on the question to everybody else, and maybe at some point they'll talk about their staffing experiences. It's a good topic to talk about. We've also got a few emails that came in. This one is from Glenn. He writes, I'm a longtime viewer and have sent a question in the past. I would like to ask some questions. One, what were the top 10 conventions in 2013 by the attendees? Well, actually, we did an episode at the beginning of the year. Our annual first episode of the year is listing the top 10 conventions. So, yeah, if you want to know what the 10 largest were, just go back and look at episode 601, or we have an article on animecons.com. You can find it. If you're viewing this in February or even early March of 2014, it's probably still on the front page of animecons.com. What were the top five multi-conventions of the same year? I assume you mean multi-genre, like sci-fi and anime. We actually don't track non-anime conventions on the site, but just offhand, I'd have to say, like, San Diego Comic-Con, that's huge. Dragon Con is huge. WonderCon, there's a lot out there that are giant. But yeah, we don't track those numbers. So let's see. Question three, can you send me a list of conventions that you and your friends will be reporting on for the upcoming year? Let's see, we've reported on AOD and Otakon Vegas. We will be reporting next week on KatsuCon and following week on Gallifrey 1. We'll report on KrakaCon, FanimeCon, PortCon Maine, and I think somebody's going to Otakon. There's other conventions we're going to, like a bunch of us will be at Anime Boston. I'm not sure if we're actually going to report on it this year. But yeah, you can usually see a list of what conventions we're going to. If you follow us on Twitter, we talk about where we are and where we're going. So follow at AnimeCons TV on Twitter and you'll know. Also our Facebook page, we post where we're going. Question four. Who wrote the joke, the news from Anime Condom, first said in the show in 2009 by Sketch? That was in our first episode, like the first line. it was probably me that wrote it. It might have been Rob. It was 5 years ago. I don't remember. It was a really bad joke. We haven't done it since then, but yeah, it's there. And you wanted to know if I could email you with the answers. I did. And you've already replied. So now everybody can see your questions. The next email, this says, hi, folks. I've never been a strong writer, but here we go. First off, I love the show. Please keep the episodes coming. I'm willing to bet that all of your fans love the show as much as I do. I hit the anime convention scene in 2006, newly married and very socially awkward. My first time around, I wasn't really even into anime, and I definitely didn't understand cosplay. I complained so much about the sound quality during my first masquerade that one of the people I was with insisted I meet the convention chair so I could help do something about it next year, rather than just complain. Looking back now, I realize I was definitely being that guy. What I got when I asked about helping was an opportunity to help improve a convention in my own small way. The group of people I found at this little con were immediately accepting of me, not to mention patient with me, and grateful for any help I could offer. This was life-changing for me. 2 years later, you guys started up AnimeCons.com. Your sage advice and shared experience has helped me in so many ways. It's not just that I get to staff a convention and see behind the scenes. It's part of what made me a better person. I never miss an episode. Some of my closest friendships have been founded while staffing at a convention. I can't imagine my life without the experience. You have all been a huge part of that, and I am grateful. Signed, a fan. Thank you so much. This email means a lot. We just love hearing from people, but when people say how useful and how inspiring our little podcast is, that really means a lot. So thank you. And I'm glad we can help in any way. And our next email comes from Ice Fury, who writes, I believe the alpacas are a meme reference. Could also be because of the ARPK video, but I'm unsure. Most just say because it's cute and girls like cute things, supposedly. They're adorable and fluffy, and so are moe. So I guess that might be what the alpacas were for. Shannon and I mentioned this in our review of SAC anime. There were alpacas everywhere. There were even at AOD, there were alpacas, and I didn't get what they were for. It might be for this video, but seems like a fairly obscure video for so many alpacas on sale. So I don't know, maybe people just like the alpacas because other people like the alpacas. In regard to SAC anime, Ice Fury writes, while I will not be returning to the winter one or summer due to work, I will be there summer of 2015 for Masquerade. Hope to see you there. Hope this helped. If I think the summer one, at least this year, is scheduled on Labor Day weekend, and that's when I usually go to Dragon Con, so I won't be able to be at the summer one, but probably go back to the winter. It was a lot of fun, but we'll see. Anyway, that does it for all our feedback. Now let's take a look at our list of upcoming anime conventions through April 2014. Coming up on AnimeCons TV, 11 years ago, I was stranded at KatsuCon. We got snowed in, and I physically couldn't leave the convention. There were no planes out, so I was stuck there. And it was KatsuCon 9.1, a Cat Snow Con. Well, this year, the snow hit as people were getting to KatsuCon. So, how did the convention go? How did the snow affect things? We'll have a report next week. Also, I report from Gallifrey 1 in Los Angeles. It was the 25th year for the convention and the 50th year of Doctor Who, so how did that go? I'll have a full report. And don't miss any episodes. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can just go to itunes.animecons.tv or on YouTube at youtube.com/animeconspodcast or watch on our website at animecons.tv. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/AnimeConsTV, on Facebook at facebook.com/AnimeConsTV, and Google Plus at google.com/plusAnimeCons. Don't forget, we're now on Tumblr, so you can follow us there at animeconstv.tumblr.com, and you get notified whenever there's a new episode. There's a post whenever it hits the podcast feed, and another one when we get the video up on YouTube. So you can see it with the video embedded or just the notification, the quick thing. And we love your voicemails. Thank you, Movie Phone Guy, but we'd love to hear from some other people too. Leave us your crazy or serious messages, whatever you've got, a con report. Call us at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. Or you can ask us a question, give us a tip, whatever. You know, if you get something to share, share it with us. Try to keep it between 30 and 60 seconds, and we can use it on the show. If you want to email, you can send it to podcast@animecons.tv. And we'll see you next week with a report from KatsuCon. And cut here. Yay, this is the home stretch. This is a quick part. This slide intentionally left blank.